Heil Vishnu Paratara Mahasa Parivaja Kacharya Astotara Sati Sinti Mata Divine Grace Esri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivaja Kacharya Astotara Sati Sinti Mata Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavin Ki Vajra Shumad Bhagavad Gita Ki Itai Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Namaste. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm very happy to be here. This evening's text is from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text 66. Chapter 2 is entitled The Contents of Gita Summarized, chapter 66. So let's do the word for word. This would be Nasti Buhir Ayuktasya Na Chayuktasya Bhavana Na Chavabhayata Shanti Ashantasya Utam Sukam Nasti Buddhi Ayuktasya
Nasti Buddhi Ayuktasya
Nacha Yuktasya Bhavana
Nacha Yuktasya Bhavana
Nacha Bhavayata Shanti Nacha Bhavayata Shanti Ashantasya Kuta Sukham Ashantasya Kuta Sukham Nasti,
there cannot be
Buddhir, transcendental intelligence, Ayuktasya, of one who is not connected with Krishna consciousness. Na, not. Cha, and. Ayuktasya, of one devoid of Krishna consciousness. Bhavana, fixed mind in happiness. Na, not. Cha, and. Abhavayata, of one who is not fixed. Shantihi, peace. Ashantasya, of the unpeaceful. Kuta, where is. Sukham, happiness. Translation by His Divine Grace, Kesi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Peace be. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Unless one is fixed in Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of peace. So it is confirmed in the 5th chapter, Bhagavad Gita 5:29, that when one understands that Krishna is the only enjoyer of all the good results of sacrifice and penance, that he is the proprietor of all universal manifestations, and that he is the real friend of all living entities, then only can one have real peace. Therefore, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, and friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. Therefore, one who is engaged without a relationship with Krishna is certainly always in distress and is without peace, however much he may make a show of peace and spiritual advancement in life. Krishna consciousness is a self-manifested, peaceful condition which can be achieved only in relationship with Krishna. Om Magyanati Midanyasya Yanam Yanam Shalakaya Chakshurva Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadavayam Dharati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Vita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Sri Rupa Sadhijatam Sadhana Agunatam Vitam Tamsijivam Sadvaitam, Sabadutam, Parijana, Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Dalita, Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna, Guna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpati, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostite, Tapta Kanchan Gorangi, Hare Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Paramane Hare Priya. Vanchakalpatanubhyasya kripasubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vijnanam. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvesheshya Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Satanini. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Premapadayati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Gura Chaseya Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Timadhyaya Divya Chavishundaraya Tasmi Mahanasupadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So I read the text again. You don't have to repeat. Nasti buddhiya yutashya nacha yutashya bhavana nacha bhavaya tashanti ashantasya kutasukam. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Hare Krishna. So, Sri Krishna is explaining to Arjuna, for the benefit of everyone who hears, and of course we are fortunate this afternoon to be reading, hearing, connecting with the Supreme Lord, connecting with Srila Prabhupada, about peace and happiness. One who, Krishna is saying, one who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness, one whose mind is not focused on Krishna, can neither have transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind. We all know how flickering the mind is. One time on this, another time on that one. Most of the time suggestions for sense gratification. Most of the time fighting us in our sadhana. Me, if you're like me, that is, we're not pure with you. And we go through these changes. So, Krishna is saying, one who is not connected with the Supreme can not have transcendental intelligence, and the mind is not going to be steady. And when that's the case, then there is no possibility of peace. So when the mind is flickering, there cannot be peace. Peace comes from steadiness. When a person is steady in Krishna consciousness, convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that mind is not moved in any direction from that fact, then that person is focused on Krishna, and therefore there can be peace. There is no peace without Krishna. We can say that the highest mountain is that there is no peace without Krishna. We live in a country that's the most advanced in the whole world. Yes?
Yes.
The most technologically advanced in the whole world. What's happening here? It's almost like the more advanced you get, the more crazy you get. Look at Las Vegas. Do I need to tell you? So we say we're going to protect ourselves. There is no winning in the material world. You cannot win with material things only. It's not possible. Material things, one big deception. It's like a ball that is soft. And it's also connected with, if you can imagine, a lot of rocks inside of it. But it's soft. So if you push one side thinking that you're straightening up, the other side pops up and becomes not uniform. So whatever you do, something else comes up that is a disappointment. So that goes on all the time. Right now there are so many talk shows trying to figure out the mindset of this person that did all this senseless killing. And then there are some people that say, well, you didn't act alone, so you know, you figure. So the Prabhupada says, get out of the material world. We are in Kali Yuga, it's not going to get better. But we are fortunate as devotees because we know the way out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See, Krishna is saying we should connect our minds with Krishna consciousness. That's where peace is. And with peace comes happiness. A person that's peaceful is happy. So, in the Prabhupada, the Prabhupada said, unless one is in Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of peace. So that is the entire summary here. No possibility of peace unless one is connected with Krishna consciousness. It is confirmed in the 5th chapter, 529, that when one understands that Krishna is the only enjoyer of all the good results of sacrifice and penance, that he is the proprietor of all universal manifestation, that is, he owns everything there is, and that he is a real friend of all living entities, meaning that he wishes us well wherever we are. Depends what we do with our free will, but he's always wishing us well. How we connect with him, that's another matter. If we're serious about connecting with him, we will feel his presence in everything we do. If we're not serious, we think that we can do some material things with our own material minds and our own material ways of figuring out things, look, Krishna won't push us. Go find out what it's like. So, Krishna is always there as a real friend for all living entities. When we understand that he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is telling us. All sacrifices are meant for him. In fact, he says it in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you do, do it in my name, in my honor. Now, That's where peace is. When we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will be peaceful and we will be happy. The Lord reciprocates with our kindness. And He owns everything. So imagine the person that owns all there is decides to be kind to you. What do you have to worry? So that's our answer. We're fixed up in Krishna consciousness, so we go into a little detail by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of the Parampara, my Guru Maharaj, and with your own permission. Some details about the practical application of Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna says, when we connect with Him, transcendental intelligence will be there, steady mind will be there, then we can be at peace. And peace comes, with peace comes happiness. So, Srila Prabhupada quoted in the purport, Bhagavad Gita 5.29, that is, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarva Bhutanam Dhyatma Mamshantin Vishchati. And the translation is, a person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and of the demigods, and the benefactor and the well-wisher of all living entities, that person obtains peace from the pangs of material miseries. So he says material miseries don't even affect him. So it's all about the consciousness. It's all about the consciousness. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is a beneficiary of all human activities. So we should connect all our activities to Him. Then we will get peace. Then we will get happiness. We should offer everything in the transcendental service of the Lord because He is the proprietor. He is greater than all of them. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, all of them. Yet, these days, people under the spell of illusion, and they think they can be Lord of everything they survey. But that is not possible because everyone is actually dominated by the material energy. Everyone. You have a material body. Unless you have a consciousness of Krishna, Krishna is the owner of everything. I should connect everything I do to Him. Then we are under the spell of illusion. And the material energy really dominates us. As a matter of fact, it's not only dominates us, it beats us up. When you think about it, it's actually worse. We are at the mercy of the weather every day. Every day. If it's nice weather, fine. Sometimes it's humid, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the ice comes, sometimes the snow comes, sometimes it goes on and on and on, right? The floods come. And sometimes we think that because it hasn't affected our area, something serious, then we're okay. But that's like thinking like an ostrich, though. If you think about it, ostrich puts his head in the sand, in a hole, and says, I'm alright. How can you be? Your whole body is exposed. Anything can happen to anybody at any time. So we see it in the news and reason or hear that Houston is going through flooding. Millionaires have had to leave their homes. $200,000, $500,000 homes, you go into a shed and get a little cart, and among people you don't even know. And then, you know, how miserable and material can be. It can happen at any time, anywhere. So, Srila Prabhupada's words, the more we hear, the more they should loom really big in our mind. One word that he uses, forgetfulness. We have forgotten what home is like. We have forgotten what the spiritual world is like. We have forgotten who we really are. We are associating ourselves with the body. We're not the body. We're getting old. The body is breaking down. It's not us. Our home is wonderful. There are no worries. Yet here, we're battered around by any situation. From the weather, to the germs, this is, what a life. Right? When you think about it. But then people say, oh, I'm okay. Not to mention the stress that comes from work, the work that we have, trying to live, trying to put a roof over our head. Now, I don't want to really paint a very, very, very unfortunate picture about this place, but it is what it is. It is what it is. We bring it up so that you don't forget that you're away from home. The whole idea of death is Krishna coming to take us back home. Non-devotees think that death is coming to take everything that I've earned and worked hard for from me. Well, yes, it will too. That will happen. But devotees, we don't want these things here, these material things. We're going home. And home is wonderful. That's where we really need to be. Everybody is happy. Everybody is peaceful. Everybody is loving to the highest extent. This is the nature of a soul. The soul is in bliss. If you look in the dictionary, bliss said it means the highest happiness you can ever have. Can you get that here in this material world? Forget it. It won't happen. It won't happen because we are in a situation of a little bit of happiness, which we call sense gratification, and then distress. Then happiness, then distress. Then happiness, then distress. That's what goes on. And the news is all about distress. And the distress comes, they announce that. But in a sense, it reminds us, for us, we're not home. Every time you hear something distressful, take your sadhana even more seriously, because you need to go home. This is not a place for us. But remember, Krishna is the master of material nature. Therefore, now he owns spiritual, we know, but he also owns material nature. Therefore, all material situations, problems, material problems, can be solved spiritually. All of them. Stop trying to figure out material ways to solve your problems. Take Krishna consciousness seriously, and Krishna will solve your material problems for you. That's how it works. One time I came here, I didn't come to lecture. It turned out that in Harrisburg, one reason or another, I don't remember, there was no Sunday program. So I told my family, let's go to Baltimore. We drove to Baltimore, and I was up there listening to the lecture. There was a sannyasi whose name I forget. He's a Russian body, sannyasi. He was here not too long ago, and he quoted a statement from Srila Prabhupada. And that has stuck with me. I'm trying to live my life based on that statement. The statement that was made is, Srila Prabhupada said, if a devotee is keyed in, I'm just paraphrasing, or worried about material problems, that person is not a devotee. Anybody remember he made that statement? Yes, I was thinking, yeah. He said, if you're worried about material problems, you're not a devotee. If you're worried about material problems, you're not a devotee. So now I keep saying, if I worry about material problems, I'm not a devotee. Prabhupada said that. If I worry about material problems, I'm not a devotee. What does it mean? What is there that the Lord cannot solve? What's there the Lord cannot solve? He created everything anyway. So if we take our devotional life seriously, Krishna takes everything and deals with it. So that if we worry about material problems, the anxieties that come, at the time we're worrying about it, we're not thinking about Krishna. So our egos have taken over. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't solve things, that we can't try to solve things. But actually, the process is, whatever you're thinking to do, first you make a short prayer. Dear Lord, dear Gurudev, I'm thinking this way. If it is your will, the way I'm thinking, then let it happen. And if it's not your will, then you do it another way, whatever way. That is the prayer for somebody who is submitted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It always has to be your way. Yeah, our minds do think, so sometimes we do get some ideas to use. But we can't be sure whether that's the right thing though. We just think it is. Sometimes we try, it doesn't work, sometimes it works. But when we pray and say, Krishna, please let this be according to what you want. This idea has come to my mind, but it doesn't mean it is the right thing. If it is the way you want it, then let it happen that way. And if it's not the way you want it, then, as my Guru Maharaj likes to say, sabotage it. He uses even a stronger word, don't let it happen. He says, sabotage it. So that whatever happens is now ultimately about what Sri Krishna wants, or what the spiritual master wants. The same thing, spiritual master and Krishna are in total unison. So, Everything comes from God. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And everything goes back to God. In the material world, all you have to think about is Mahavishnu. He breathes out, the universes come out. The activities take place in the universes. He breathes in, it goes back into his body. So everything comes out from the Lord, everything goes back to the Lord. So while we're here on this earth, what we need to do is serve him as much as possible so we gain spiritual credits before it goes back to God again. Do like an ant does. The sun comes out, they work hard, right? Because at some point, the weather will change and you won't be able to come out anymore to do some work. So take advantage of the fact that we're here now and the Lord has breathed out. So now, put as much effort into serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when everything gets withdrawn, you have spiritual credits, and spiritual credits mean one step closer, two steps closer, 100 steps closer, 1,000,000 steps closer back to Godhead, or sometimes even right back to Godhead after that body. So real knowledge is how to properly relate to God. That is real knowledge. Everything that's been taught, even in the universities, outside of properly relating to God, is all ignorance. Some of us unfortunately had to study just to get a paycheck. Well, that's all goes on, but that's for our body. It's not for the soul, actually. So, how do you properly relate to God? The Lord has everything. The proper way to relate to God is properly relating to God's devotees. If you want to love God, you start by loving devotees. That's where it starts. If you take devotees for granted, you are taking God for granted. That's what it amounts to. Every devotee is special to Sri Radha. She is the mother of devotion. Devotees are performing bhakti yoga. So, to relate properly to Krishna means relating properly to devotees. So, we'll throw out a challenge. Your best friends should be devotees. Your best friends should be devotees, or at the very least, people who are favorable to Krishna consciousness. If a person is not favorable to Krishna consciousness, he or she is not your friend. How can that person wish you well in Krishna consciousness? How can you achieve that? If they're not crazy about Krishna. All they're doing is material things. Does material things help anyone? At best, you go to the heavenly planets. Is that all in the material world? No. Your best friends should be devotees. Otherwise, something is wrong. Your best friends better be devotees if you really want to get out of this world. Because that's where you get your sangha, sadhu sangha. Devotees are sadhus. They are the ones that are going to chant with you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you get ready to leave your body, and you need to hear the holy name so you can remember Krishna, who will do it for you? Non-devotees? Give me a break. Non-devotees will chant for you? No! So they will remind you. Dying is serious, what the body does. Dying is serious. You go through serious pain and changes and confusion, even they say. Right? But devotees will chant, and Krishna has designed the body that the senses begin to break down. But the sense of hearing doesn't go that fast. That's still active. So much so that even when we're not dead, we're just simply sleeping, you can call a person's name. You can wake them up that way. You can wake them up just by calling them. That means the ear is working. You can't put a picture, a nice picture in front of the person that's sleeping and thinking that it's going to wake up. Let me not get ridiculous here. It won't work. But the ears work though. And the ears is where you hear Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So devotees better be your friends, your best friends, because they are the ones that will stop everything to come to wherever you are, leaving your body, to chant so you can remember Krishna and go back home. So they better be your best friends for your own sake. So, also, a few other things we can do. Rupa Goswami has given us so much that we can learn from. and even use in our own life. The next word of instruction, the six exchanges of love. Give gifts. Giving gifts improves our relationship with each other. Somebody gives you a gift, won't you think nicely of them? We know how to argue, right? But when you get a gift, you will think nicely of that person. So, make it a point to give a gift at least once a month. Just make it a point to give a gift to the body once a month. So if you plan to do something and you write it down, I'm going to do this, once you commit yourself, there's a tendency to do it. If you just leave it, you know, 1 month will go by, and then Maya will just keep you going long, 5, 6 months, you haven't given a gift to anybody. And it's still in the method of instruction, Google goes down and says, give gifts. So give a gift once a month. And then improve it to once every 2 weeks. And then improve it to once a week. Why not? The more you give up, the better the relationship is. Give prasadam. Do something good for the body every single week. Do something good for the body. This is how you love Krishna. We start by loving the bodies. So when you do something good, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is. Do something good. The more you do for the bodies, the more your own spiritual life improves. So now when you're talking among each other, and you can converse in some things, material, and we mix it all, you know, sometimes material things, three things about Krishna consciousness and so on. Listen to what the person is saying. Because within the conversation they're having with you, some of their needs will come out. You're going to hear it. They don't intend to come to you to ask for the needs, but they're talking about some of the challenges they're facing. So you have it in the back of your mind. Can I help the devotee out of this particular challenge? If the answer is yes, do that. Sometimes it's a suggestion, sometimes advice, sometimes it's a physical thing that you can do also. And it would improve the relationships wonderfully. And with that, being nice to devotees, we will learn how to relate to Guru, and from that, relate to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Any questions? Shri Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? So I'm looking at the time. I'm going 3 minutes over, but I hope you don't mind. Okay, so we'll stop here. Ratna Shumat Bhattaki Raki Nitai Gora Pramanandi Hare Hare Hare. Thank you for telling me. Hare Krishna.